Radio. Now, last Saturday, thousands of people from across Europe converged on Slavkov, a small Czech village in the southeast of the country, to take part in or simply view the impressive reenactment of one of the most famous battles in European history, the Battle of Three Emperors, Napoleon's great victory at Austerlitz. Brian Kennedy was there.
This weekend saw the largest reenactment of a Napoleonic battle in the history of Central Europe. Tens of thousands of people braved the bitter cold on Saturday for the bicentennial staging of the Battle of the Three Emperors, Napoleon Bonaparte's greatest victory. 200 years ago, on the rolling hills and fields outside of Austerlitz, now Slavkov in southern Moravia, Napoleon outwitted the numerically superior Russo-Austrian force, a strategic feat of which he would be proud to his dying day. Taking part in the reenactment on Saturday were some 4,000 military history enthusiasts in full period costume from 22 countries.
The unit is the 1st Regiment of the Flatbush Lancers of the French Imperial Guard. We come from England. We formed in 1993. This is our first major event in continental Europe. And being Polish and on the winning side, of course we'll win and live.
And where in England are you from?
We have members from all over England. We have Yorkshire, Scotland, Wales, London, everywhere in England. We all belong to the same group. And we meet one weekend every month for training, and then we come to events in Europe.
And how did you choose this particular unit?
We have some members who are Polish, and their ancestors were with the regiment. And I'm English, but not Polish. But unfortunately, when I was in the army, I had with a lot of horses, so I was recruited to help. For 15 years, I'm still doing this.
Parlez-vous français?
Parlez-vous français?
Pas très bien.
Pas de chance.
Mais nous, on parle très bien français.
Donc, vous êtes de quel régiment?
Garde impériale. Garde impériale, donc différents personnels de l'état-major et deux hommes chasseurs.
Croyez-vous à la fin de la journée?
On va gagner? Oui, on va gagner.
They are Russian Lancers. Ulany. Ulany. Litovsky Ulanski Pong. Russian Lancers. From Moscow. We are from Moscow.
We are the 7e des Hussards, the French cavalry from. We are from Maryland, from the United States. My friend's from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And we've flown here for the Battle of Austerlitz and to enjoy some of the Napoleonic reenacting.
And do you always take a French uniform?
Yes, I always do the French side of the Napoleonic reenacting.
Any particular reason?
Just because of the love of the Emperor.
Jahrestag. 140 Jahre Krieg bei preußischer Österreich bei Königgrätz.
Ah, ja, ja, ja.
3. Juli 1866. No, da war große Parade.
We came from Budapest, Hungary, and this is the 32nd Königliche und Kaiserliche Infantry Regiment. This regiment was the typical Hungarian infantry, which took part in almost all battles of the Napoleonic era. And we are reenactors of this regiment, and we came here to celebrate the day when that was a great battle, and unfortunately then we lost, but finally we won the war. That was the time when we were in alliance with Britain and other countries.
You have been doing this for many, many years. I suppose you're very much looking forward to 200 years.
Yes, of course. That's one of the greatest events, and fortunately we will have some next year. And we made this kind of reenactment since about, I would say, 10 years in this team. But we started up much earlier.
And do you expect to live through the day?
Of course, I want to catch Napoleon personally.
Good luck rewriting history.
Thanks.
The night before the Battle of the Three Emperors, Napoleon was said to have dreamt a vivid dream in which a flaming red Austerlitz sun promised victory on the battlefield and eternal glory. Whether legend or prophecy, by the time Le Soleil d'Austerlitz next set in the west on December the 2nd, 1805, the first anniversary of his coronation as Emperor of France, Napoleon had indeed emerged triumphant, having bested the armies of his foes, Emperor Franz I of Austria and Tsar Alexander I of Russia. Although the real thing was bloodier by far, the reenactment of the Battle of Austerlitz on Saturday was not without its casualties. Some 1.5 tons of gunpowder was ignited, and 350 pounds of explosives were used in the event. 8 people were injured in the course of the day. A Spanish cavalry officer suffered a fractured shoulder when he fell off his horse, which had skidded on an icy Moravian slope covered with hay. A Russian foot soldier suffered minor burns when his historic rifle exploded in his face after firing a blank round.
My mother's from France. J'ai deux patries, la France et les États-Unis. I have 2 countries, France and the United States.
Napoleon himself was played by Mark Schneider, an American with dual French citizenship and a striking resemblance to the Emperor. At 36 years old, he is even the same age as Napoleon was at Austerlitz.
I work for a living history museum in Williamsburg, Virginia, where we're historians as well as actors. I've been portraying Napoleon for perhaps 8 years now, mostly in the United States with television and with historical societies, but I had the great honor of becoming Napoleon in June of this year, 2005, at the 190th anniversary of the Battle of Plancenoit, which is a segment of the Waterloo Battle. But now, because they saw me at Plancenoit, they felt that I did a good enough job, so they brought me to Austerlitz, where I've now portrayed Napoleon for this epic battle, his most famous battle. And I've just received an invitation today to come to Jena, Auerstadt in Germany next year to celebrate the 200th anniversary of that battle. So it is my wish that perhaps I could go to all of the anniversaries of Napoleon's battles.